Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Woo-hoo. Good evening, After Buzzers. We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios discussing everything American Horror Story Season 4. Yeah. I am your host for the evening, David Skipolity, joined by my beautiful and glam co-host and ladies, Sarah Huggins,
hello.
Jillian Love,
hi.
And Oriana Leo.
Hello.
We're discussing tonight Episode 7. Titled Test of Strange.
I can't believe we're on 7 already.
I know, right?
Wow.
So many things have happened.
Oh my gosh, this was such a meaty episode.
So meaty. But before we get started, yes. I do want to give a quick shout out to the Glam Squad who was here tonight and glammed up our ladies. So if you're wondering why they look so...
I woke up this way, David.
Sexy and
And for those
beautified.
Of you listening...
Mm-hmm. For those of you listening, please tell us a little bit more.
Well, you can actually find them on Twitter and Instagram at Glam Squad NYC. And basically, it is an on-demand makeup and hair service. So you basically order it on your phone. A makeup artist and a hairstylist comes to your house, gets you all glammed up for your night out, and you're good to go.
And so convenient.
I mean, who wouldn't want it amazing, for a special yeah. night or photo shoot
Such
or whatever
idea.
You have planned on your life?
Mm-hmm. And we're spoiled tonight. Yeah. This is not a usual not occasion usual here at AfterBuzz, so we feel extra pretty.
Well,
David's always pretty. The prettiest
thanks.
One of us.
Oh, and all three of us ladies, I'm sure David will too, but
sure
we're going to post a $20 coupon deal on our Twitter accounts and our Instagrams after the show, so you guys can download the app and get a $20 credit.
In Glam Cash.
In Glam Cash. So if you're in Los Angeles or New York, make sure to look out for them and get them to beat your face and tease your hair for your holiday parties.
Oh, hey.
Right?
Get it.
Okay, let's get started. Such a meaty episode, like we said before. A little... upsetting at points.
I'm crushed.
Yeah.
And oh. so is Mon Petit.
Oh, no.
They reveal right off.
Oh,
are we starting
no.
with that?
Oh, no. But that's okay. It's fine. It's,
this
we've
whole
all
episode.
Seen the episode, right? So
yeah,
it's fine.
I know.
It was
that wasn't the part I cried. I knew when he picked her up that she was a goner.
Ugh.
I really was not expecting
it. I wasn't
that,
ready
okay?
for it. I mean, I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't expecting it, but when he went in there, you knew. Because he had already attempted, like, two others, right?
Yeah. I was, and you know what? I was not expecting it.
Are we going to talk about this now?
Let's we might as well.
Let's open
okay,
it up.
We might
All
as
right.
well open up with Del. Del tonight gets caught at the gay bar by Stanley,
mm-hmm.
unbeknownst to him. And Stanley...
Not just caught, but caught, like, you know, bludgeoning the bartender.
Well, right. he got upset. Good for him for...
I mean, never trust a hustler or never date a hustler.
Never fall in love with a hustler. Which everybody knows, you don't fall in love with your hustler or your prostitute. They're just doing a job. It's one of the tricks of the trade.
Sounds like a man that has experienced that.
Hey.
Whatever.
Anyway,
but I was wanting like a Matt Bomer flashback.
I was saying like, poor Matt Bomer, when is he going to come into play? Because honestly, they dumped him in one episode and that was it.
Hey,
we
don't know that wasn't the only time he had available in his schedule.
That's true. He could have
he could
have flashbacks.
You know,
his, like,
he
past
is
with Del.
Out there shooting Magic Mike 2.
Right? Yeah, that's
yes, please.
That
Can
is
wrapped,
honey.
Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Maybe he was.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
He was busy.
Well, maybe he was busy during the time. I know, but I'm a little disappointed. I hope that we find out, because we don't find out where Dandy dumped the body, do we?
Not yet.
I mean, there was barely a... I mean, he could have done it several places, right?
Because did he chop him like, up?
Yeah.
Eventually?
Yeah.
And acided.
Oh, no, he acided it.
Acided it.
Okay, so obviously, I mean, I hope that we get to see him in flashbacks, because as we know, Del's violent rampage...
You know what? I'm going to say I'm good with not seeing Matt Bomer again.
Really?
Only because Sarah's so upset.
I mean, he is, like, perfection. I was sending David, like, photos of him all week, like...
Watch gifts. White Collar.
Yeah. He's my gay boy crush.
Like, well, he's married and he's got three kids.
I know, but every girl has one. God. He's mine.
I have never seen a man that is, like, that perfect physically. Like,
I think he's hot, but, I mean, he's chopped up, like, his story's over.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And like, the only reason I'm okay with him not being there is because I want to see Del move forward from this and move on from this and see what happens with his storyline, which I feel like is more important to the viewers and to our storyline within American Horror Story.
And I feel like they did that a little bit tonight.
A little bit. Yes, they did do that tonight. We saw him fighting for, I guess, his own honor and the honor of his love with the bartender, smashing the guy's face against the bar, which was... awesome. So good for you, Dale. but Stanley catches him.
Right.
Of course. And proposes to him this. And I want to see what you guys think and what you would have done in this situation. So Stanley goes to Dell and proposes to him that he's going to basically out him if he doesn't get him... what he wants, which is a freak dead by the end of the next day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That within 24 hours, he wants something. Mm-hmm. Now, posed with the same question, someone's going to out you unless you do whatever they say. You're their slave. What would you do?
I would... Well, my personality is that I would just out myself. Like, I would not, I'm so, would never want to be under the thumb of someone else. I would rather eat it.
Under any situation.
Under any situation.
Not okay, gay, let's straight, just say like, any situation.
My secret was that, like, I murdered somebody.
Okay,
like,
cool.
Let's say, and so if I out myself, I'm going to go to prison. Like, something, that's the only thing I could really think of that would be so bad.
Because
I say, face your humiliation head on, it loses its power. But in that situation, I think I would end up being stuck. I would probably do it. If I'd already murdered someone,
He's already, like, with a... Is he married to...
Desiree?
Yeah, yes. Desiree. Yeah. Okay, so he's already, like, with, like a tranny pretty much anyways.
She's not 100% woman.
White. Okay, all right. Well, she's got some stuff going on. So, like, he's not 100% innocent. I don't know. I just feel like...
You have to think about it, though, in the time, Sarah. It's 1952. Being gay is not...
That's true.
A normal thing.
That's true.
Well, and also,
and people were arrested for being gay.
Yes, and also think about this. He's got the power in the freak circle because he doesn't show his freakiness. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
His freak is on the inside. He's strong, kind of, but like he doesn't. Yeah. When he walks into town, people aren't throwing things at him. He doesn't want to let go of that power. I don't think.
I also think that the story would have changed a bit if Jimmy hadn't asked to talk to him.
Yeah.
And that whole dialogue was opened up because
how so?
if I were Del, I probably would have ran. Because he's been causing a lot of problems with them. Mm-hmm. And if he knows that he can't do this, I would assume that this is not the first time he's running from something. Because, you know, where he and Desiree were before this, we don't exactly know. And I could be wrong on that.
Well, I feel like the reason
Yeah, we saw it happen.
The trouble that they've caused in where they were previously.
They ran to Florida.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm saying, like, he's used to running... So before the Jimmy dialogue happens, I think that Del would have ran, and that's what I would have done because I don't think murdering someone would do any good. And you know, the easiest thing to do is just disappear, and Del knows that because he's done it before.
I know, but he doesn't choose it, which is so interesting.
Because, like, well, who's to say, like, they didn't, like, I mean, not that it would have mattered. They didn't sign anything. They didn't shake hands. They didn't do anything. So, mm-hmm. like, he could kill one person. I mean, which is what I think is going to happen. Like, he kills one, and it's like, all right, well, you know what?
You know what?
That really wasn't enough for me, actually.
I changed my answer.
Mm, okay.
I would kill Stanley.
That would alleviate a lot of issues.
I know that he has a gun.
End of story.
In the scene, he has a gun.
And he threatens to nut shoot him.
But it seems like...
Nut shoot? Whatever.
He could, you know, easily... Strong Mandel could easily sneak into wherever Stanley's sleeping and crush him. You know what I mean? And get rid of the person that's going to be blackmailing him.
I mean, I wonder why he doesn't choose that route instead.
I think it's an... For the writers, it's an
It's more interesting for the writers. And yeah. I mean, I guess if you look at it through the spectrum of the world, there is something in Stanley that he recognizes because he did see him at the gay bar. So yes, I guess there's sort of that, you know, familiarity with that mm-hmm. person. We both have the same secret on each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, like, Stanley's someone that has power over him, and almost no one has power over him.
Right.
So he feels threatened. He doesn't take him on.
Hmm.
Well, now Jimmy, I think, has a certain power over him.
To a certain extent. I mean, we see Del go in to try and...
Whack him.
Whack Amazon Eve first.
That was amazing.
Which was an incredible scene. And Amazon Eve literally beats the shit out of Del, which I was not expecting.
Me neither.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Such an incredible scene. And she throws him out of her trailer and is like, who's the strong man now? Which is such a great scene. And for a woman who owns so many shoes, I'm surprised we always see her wearing the same outfit.
That's funny.
It's very true.
Right?
Very true.
Only you would come up with that observation, by the way.
She had a wall of shoes. You didn't think that?
I mean, I saw them, but I didn't think that.
Well, maybe shoes are just her thing, not clothes.
Maybe she just, like, holds them. I don't know.
Maybe. She's got big feet.
So he's desperate. Dahl is desperate.
He is desperate.
You know? He was going to use chloroform, which I think...
Chloroform against to Eve. Knock Eve out.
Yeah. Right, but, and then kill her.
Why were you... You guys were all, like, at least you and Jill were, like, you guys knew it was going to be Amazon Eve. Why?
Mm-hmm. From the preview from last week.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, he thought that he saw her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I recognized her red blouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought...
That she always wears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait, why?
David was on
okay.
it.
Okay. All right.
Because I'm really smart,
Detail.
Sarah.
Okay, got it.
I'm just kidding. But that was a great scene. And then Eve is sort of with the ladies in Ethel's...
And Jimmy.
And Jimmy does show up. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy pleads his case and says, let me be the one to talk to him before you exact your revenge.
Ethel was pissed.
Yeah. Ethel was really
like,
mad.
Ethel was essentially like, I'm going to kill him. She's ready to do it.
And you know why I think she did that? Because earlier when her and...
Desiree.
Go to the doctor's office and see that he's closed for business, and then they find out that he's shot himself in the face and he's dead because, I mean, I guess that could technically still be a lie.
No, but that's what I thought when they said, when she was like, he died, I was like, suicide, for sure. Because he no longer can work. Like, his entire...
No, his life is over. Yeah. Although, I was questioning how you operate a gun with all your fingers broken. But if you're desperate, I'm sure.
There are ways.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out, I guess, the doctor is dead. I'm still a little sketchy on that part, but he's not there. And I have a feeling that Ethel has connected the dots. Mm. That Del has done this to the doctor, and she's sort of lost hope at this point, because this was the only person who was ever willing to help her.
She does say, I know the damage that Del can do, and she doesn't elaborate. And I was kind of thinking, well, I mean, we know what he did to her, but what else isn't she saying?
Right.
Exactly.
I have to be honest, when she had that little monologue to the camera and to Jimmy when she was talking about, you know, how Del needs, you know, justice needs to be served, and it was the first time that her accent didn't bother me.
It wasn't as thick tonight.
Right.
Interesting observation.
Because I have been just like, I mean, I get it. Like, I get what she's trying to do. But I just...
Good morning.
I know. And I think John Travolta in Hairspray. And I'm sorry, like, Kathy Bates, you're great. But I know that she's received a ton of flack for her accent. Mm. This particular scene when she was getting extremely emotional was the first time that it really didn't bother me. And I was able to actually enjoy her performance.
Interesting.
Her accent was not as thick tonight.
No,
I
was going to say, yeah.
And I, you know, I'm curious. I'd like to know what you guys are thinking, too. So tweet us right now. We'll be checking our phones. Did mm-hmm. you like her accent this episode? Did it sound a little bit different to you?
It's funny. I didn't really notice. I felt like there were a few moments where it sounded the same to me. But I think you're right in the sense that I stopped hearing it.
Like, yeah. Maybe we're just, like, numb to it now?
I don't know.
Maybe. But I feel like it's one of those accents. That Maryland accent, which is... When it's thick, it's thick. It's like a Boston accent. When it's thick, it's thick.
Yeah.
And it's not one of those things that you can, like, tune out. And I think she toned it down.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is, like, neither here nor there, but whatever. Yeah. Just shows to her talent.
Anyway, she basically just says to Jimmy, you do it or I will.
Yes.
So they want to kill Del.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you blame them?
I don't.
I mean, think about the women that are in that room. Ethel, Desiree, Amazon Eve.
They all hate him.
They all hate him because they've all wronged him. He's wronged every single one of them. True. So I don't blame them for anything.
Yeah.
For wanting him gone. And you know what? They can't go to the police, which is what Ethel says. We got to take care of our own. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, something that we see throughout history. People within groups like this, not necessarily, I don't know, how do I say this properly? Without offending anybody. Because you know
David likes to offend.
I love offending everybody.
Let's not make any generalizations.
I don't want to make a generalization, exactly. But within segregated groups, people tend to exclude the formal police.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And take care of their own problems.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. God, what were you... thinking it was going to be offensive about that.
There could be a lot of offensive things.
We're not going to get into that.
We won't get into it now.
All right, all
right. It's definitely there. And I don't blame them. But Jimmy goes to Del and they go to a bar and they get drunk and they have fun. And Sarah called it out and she was like, oh, a little dad and son action.
Yeah, it was.
Father, it was very cute.
But it's funny because it's like you could tell that Jimmy didn't go there with that intention. Yeah. You know what I mean? He starts off being like, you know, you're no friend of mine. I don't like you. I'm not going to miss you when you're gone. And they're going to kill you. Like, he doesn't seem like he has really any intentions of becoming friendly. No. Even though we find out that he
knew the whole time.
He does know the whole time. But the interesting thing to me about that whole scenario is that Jimmy, even when we saw him in his musical number, mm-hmm. singing a Nirvana song, what is it titled?
Come As You Are.
That the actual title?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Even when we see him in that exchange with Elsa, he's trying to stand his ground and be sort of the man of the show. And this is what he's sort of doing with Del, where he's staking his claim.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess until he confronts Del about being his father.
Mm-hmm. Which, what a moment. When that finally happened. I mean, thank you, writers, for finally giving Evan Peter a purpose in this television show. It's been pretty boring. I don't think he's had the best dialogue.
This was a major moment.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting because the whole time I'm thinking, so Del seems to be really impacted by what Jimmy's saying, talking about the gloves and his disability and, you know, those few months in the wintertime and how he really just felt like he belonged. And you can see that how much that's really impacting Del, but I'm also thinking you're getting your son drunk so that you can kill him.
Right.
Like, I felt so conflicted, and I think it speaks to how conflicted Del is as a character.
Totally.
And as a person.
As a person, because I really felt in the moment that he was having all of those feelings legitimately. You know? Like, he was really feeling for his son, but he was also thinking, I need to save my hide. And I'm going to do what I have to do.
Well, and then there was the whole, like, out of all the places, he takes him to that bar. And it was, like, never, like, Jimmy. It was funny because he mentioned girls a couple of times. And they, like, panned out
to
show that there was no girls there. But it was
all men.
Never talked about. He was just, like, not even noticing. Well, I like
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy did look around. He did give a glance around once.
Yeah.
Do you think he like noticed something? Do you think that was a subtle way of knowing something?
I thought that when Jimmy said, "I know who you are," that's what he was going to
Interesting. See, I didn't think that at all. I thought daddy right away.
Yeah, me too.
Just so you know, Carl has tweeted us and said that he thinks that the Kathy Bates accent is real. And her voice became the role. It wasn't harsh. It was real.
Oh.
Yeah, and I got the same from Austin Dowdy, who said the same thing. They really liked the accent.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Thanks for tweeting
it's
us,
just Jigglypuff
guys.
Over here, like, hating on the accent.
I'm just saying, go home and watch Hairspray and then get back to me.
I will sing you the score right now.
So what I couldn't believe, though, was that in the alley when poor Jimmy's puking his brains out and Del still has the brick.
Oh, I know.
And that was
and
like,
he's holding it the whole time.
And I just, he didn't let go until the very end. But it just made me like, are you serious?
Well, he's one of those people that is on the fence about everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's on the fence about whether or not he likes women or he likes men or if he's going to allow himself to be out or if he's going to stay in the closet or if he's going to run away or he's going to stay with the freak show. He's going to kill somebody. He's not going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know, he's on the fence about everything. And I finally feel like we're starting to see, because of his love for Andy and because of his newfound love for his son and acceptance for his son, we're going to start to see more of a humanity from him.
Yeah. I feel like he hates himself and therefore he hates everyone else.
Yeah.
You know, he's so angry. And it's like, if he could only accept himself, he could have a wonderful life.
Well, you know, that's sort of the struggle of a lot of gay people, whatever the time may be, is accepting yourself and who you are and who you are going to be in the world.
And not internalizing all of those negative messages.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
the struggle is real, literally.
The struggle is real. It gets butter, as RuPaul and Michelle Visage say. It gets butter.
Someone's been listening to RuPaul's podcast.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Excuse me. Oh, man.
But Del does decide to kill someone in possibly the most upsetting scene in American Horror Story history.
By the way, the easiest target. Like, it was just like, you couldn't have taken out someone your own size.
Well, he tried to take Amazon.
True.
Yeah, why he went for her first, I'll never understand.
No, that's why when you guys thought you had it figured out, I was like, what? Like,
yeah, she's 6'7". The woman is a really
and
tall lady.
Kicked his butt.
She kicked his ass. But then he goes for Mon Petit and gives her a new dress first.
A perfect dress. We had the closed captioning on, guys. Will and you so it zip actually me? Says
bones crushing.
Yeah, crushing.
It
was, oh my God.
I'd say Jillian and Oriana probably didn't see all of it though. They
I
were like shielding
it.
Their eyes and David and I were like glued, like, ugh. I was like watching and saying, like, bones crunching, bones
this
crunching.
This was the first moment in this season that I covered my eyes.
Yeah.
Oh. And I think that not only the bones crunching and knowing that Mon Petit was in his arms, but the fact that Evan Peters' character told a story about her and how much he loves her. And I was like, you're the worst dad ever.
Well, I feel
at
like
least
that's
he didn't
what
kill him.
That's what made it more impactful, I think, was the story that Jimmy told us about the rabbit fur and how she looked like she had gone out and hunted a lion, but it was a rabbit head.
That story was the imagery I got from it. Like, I could really picture.
I could, too.
When
you see,
you know, the African guys that have the lion pelt, I could really picture it. And it made me, really, it was so heartwarming, you know, and humanizing. And then, like you said, to snatch that life. A teeny tiny precious life. Oh my gosh.
It's horrifying.
Horrifying.
Well, and
horrifying.
When she was like, will you zip me? I was like, oh. I just knew, like, I knew she was a goner. She was the third person.
Third person that he went
to. Yeah, I knew she was going
to. And
it
just, you know, it was very upsetting. I got a little tear. But, you know, it's hard to cry when you got context in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have two down. Meep down, Mon Petit down.
The two smallest people in the freak show were the first two to die.
You guys, like, wanted, what's his name to die?
Paul?
Is it Paul?
Paul the Seal.
I thought Paul was a dad.
Here, no. Paul the Seal, right?
Yeah.
It's the Seal guy. The reason why I say I wish he would have gone for Paul is He's already on his deathbed, so why not? Well,
clearly, he's not, because he's made it through a couple episodes.
Well, I guess not, but he's already dying, so why not just go ahead and off him?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be easier?
Well, you would think.
Yeah, but
I wish that they would have offed him only because of poor Penny and what her father did to her this episode.
Yeah, well, but if he'd been dead and she came back like that,
oh my God.
How horrifying for her. So Penny Gummer, as I like to call her.
Call her Penny Streep. That would be like a better stage name.
But, I mean, I guess that would be a better stage name, but her last name's Gummer.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we got a lot to get through.
Yeah.
I know we do.
Okay.
Lord. She goes to her father tonight and she tells him that she is running away with Paul and she is going to live her life at the freak show. Mm-hmm. And what does he say to her?
He has a little surprise to her before a parting gift, if you will.
And he essentially said, you don't think a father knows what a daughter's doing. You don't think I already know what you're going to do. I know I can't stop you.
And he says that he's going to do anything he can to save his name. Mm-hmm.
But that seems a weird choice. Like, how does
That's a sick and twisted and demented choice.
I mean, let's be honest. The last episode, we saw him holding a shotgun to her her face. I mean, come on. Like, this guy is a freak in his own right.
Right.
You know, his daughter just happens to be in love with someone that looks a little different. He's the freak.
He goes so far as to seek out this completely other, this tattooed man, that's a tattoo artist, which I can imagine that would have been hard to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. You wouldn't just, my friend.
Yeah, right. There's no local tattoo
Especially
parlors.
In that, like, time, right? Yeah.
That's like a prison. You know, you get your tattoos in prison.
Or on the sea.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Overseas.
Yes.
Sure.
I know.
And she gets tattooed with what I assumed was a snake face, which is why he also had her tongue forked.
Yeah, it looked a little
kind of aboriginal, but it did scaly. Look like scales.
Yes.
But why?
Demented.
I know, but that doesn't... I don't know. It's not going to... Paul is still going to love her, I feel like.
He will, yes, but it's going to deter her from ever being able to
come
home.
She's never
going to
show her face again.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's never going to be able to
leave. Yeah, but that punishes the dad, really. It doesn't really punish her.
I think she's punished.
I mean, it punishes her. It punishes her, but... Like, he wanted her to be home, and he didn't want her to be at the freak show. Well, now she's never going to want to come home because she
is
essentially a freak.
Also, never lead a normal life like she could have before.
Yeah. Because of this choice that she made.
He's going to punish her forever.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's going to make sure.
He is not punished at all. No. He doesn't want anything to do with her because of the choice that she made, and that's why he did this to her. So she can never function as a normal person in society ever again.
So incredibly cruel and unusual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she was asleep and she woke up. I don't know.
Also
there's
extremely
like blood
disturbing.
On the,
yes.
Side table.
And the fact that he wanted to see her, get the mirror out so I can see her face, her reaction when she sees it. Like, so sick and disturbing. The kind of mind it would take to come up with that.
Very twisted.
Yeah.
Very twisted.
Dandy and him should meet up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Can we talk about Dandy?
Yes. Speaking of Dandy.
David is madly in love with Dandy, if anyone.
I am not the only one. So is Jiggly.
Really? I love him. Yes.
Are you David is literally lusting after him.
No,
like, he's
that's
thinking
Matt
about
Bomber.
Him
I told you that, if you listened.
Yes. I'm not lusting after him. I just think...
Yeah, that's a lie.
I am...
You every time really he's on screen, he's like, oh my God.
Listen.
Do you see what he's wearing? The monochromatic blah, 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 blah.
I'm obsessed with him. I can't help it. I'm not the only person throughout history who has become obsessed with a serial killer based on the way that they look. Look at Charles Manson.
A fictional
serial
killer.
To this day, Charles Manson just got engaged.
And she's pretty hot. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So, 29-year-old or something.
26.
26.
It happens. Anyway,
Dandy really wasn't prominently featured in this episode, and I think I was okay with it. I appreciated the Dandy breathing room.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm totally cool with it, especially with the way that they ended his scene with the dramatic shot from far away into his face with the one tear.
And since he was wearing all red, his red face with the red.
Yeah.
He is Satan.
Yeah.
Like, he is.
It's great.
Well, I think the last episode focused so much on him that it was good.
Well, the last couple.
That's how we sort of started out the episode. We're at Dandy's house, and Bette and Dot are there dressed like what
Alice
I think
in Wonderland. I think so.
They're wearing the blue dress with the white apron, and they've got
headbands.
So cute. Which I don't know why they changed back into that horrible frock. They should have kept the blue one.
Don't we go till 9:30? Doesn't our show go till 9:30?
We have a show at 9.
Okay, we'll hurry up as fast as we can. We'll get
through
it.
Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay. We'll do as much as we can.
Sorry, fans.
Love you. Bette and Dot.
They make the choice. Bette makes the choice to stick with her sister, right?
Yes, because she's given the choice by Dandy.
It was a frozen moment.
I would not call it a frozen moment.
She chose her sister.
She has an ulterior motive, which we find out later. She wants to go blonde, which she does. She looks great.
Amazing, actually. I didn't expect that.
She wants to be a comedian.
Yeah.
She's going to tell jokes between the songs, and she wants 20% of the box office.
Well, that's just because that's what her sister told her to say.
Yeah. Right, because Dot wants 50.
Yeah.
Which is great. Which we find out later why she wants 50. I mean, we know why she wants 50. But Elsa writes her a note and asks her, you know, why do you want 50%? And she tells her, I want the surgery from Dr. Sugar. Is that his name?
The guy who splits the arms?
Yeah.
I know that I wrote it down. But
yeah, you did. I saw it.
Jeez, four pages of notes. Dr. Oscar Sugar. She wants Elsa to track him down. To split them.
Yeah.
And Elsa goes to Stanley and says, you know, these bitches are becoming a huge thorn in my side. And I want you to go find this Dr. Sugar and we can ship him off to Chicago. And
he offers essentially to kill them. To do a mercy killing.
Yes. Which Ethel hears.
I know.
So
juicy.
Some stewing going to happen, I think, in future episodes.
Yeah.
Which is very, very interesting to me. And I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
Jimmy and Esmeralda tonight.
Oh, yeah. We saw them nakies almost.
I don't feel like we got a lot of explanation.
We didn't.
About how that happened.
We didn't get any explanation.
Well,
we just saw
kissed.
Them. But they're not, they have no clothes on. We don't know how far
they kissed
gone.
Last week.
Right.
Yeah. We don't know how far they've gone. Because their conversation was like, oh, you seem quiet tonight. Kind of like, have you been doing this every
right.
night?
Yeah.
Like,
how long has this been going on?
I felt like I was maybe missing out on something. But I'm glad that
I don't know that we necessarily need to know how it happened. I'm just happy that it happened.
Agreed.
Right?
Truth.
Yes.
Yeah, but now that, you know, Jimmy has a connection to Del and he has his dad there, I don't know if his loyalties to Esmeralda are going to stick. Esmeralda wants him to split, and he's like, wait, I've never had a dad before.
That's true.
I need to think this over.
That's interesting.
That didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah,
because
that
he
was
tells
like,
her that I need a couple days before I can leave.
I mean, listen, you tell the girl what she wants to hear, you know?
I would never be that cruel.
but I'm just saying, like, that was the first thing that crossed my mind, because now, you know, the most impactful thing that Jimmy had said was, you know, good night, Dad. Like, he never thought he would ever get to say that.
Very touching.
That was
and it was
really
a sweet
touching.
Moment, but I immediately thought of Esmeralda, like, well, girl, your plan is done.
Yeah.
She's done.
But
and then Stanley.
With Ma Petite, though, being squished, that's going to get Jimmy off the hook, though, for the lobster claws. The reason she wants to run away is that he doesn't get killed because she thinks Stanley wants to kill him.
But like Sarah said, this might not be the first.
Yeah. Off the hook for now.
This is the first, but it might
He's
not be
greedy.
The last.
He's greedy. He's greedy.
Yeah.
Definitely greedy guy.
That is pretty much our episode for the most part. We are running a little over on time tonight, so we are going to cut it a little bit short. But before we end tonight. There are a few more things that we do want to talk about. So is there anything else in the episode that anyone feels like needs to be discussed before we jump into news and gossip?
No, I think that we should continue the conversation on YouTube and iTunes.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be checking all week.
I love it.
Let's
continue the conversation on YouTube. Post your comments and your thoughts.
Theories,
anything that you'd like to discuss that we didn't get to discuss tonight. But let's jump into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Does anybody have anything?
I tweeted out an article earlier this evening from the AV Club that was kind of like an op-ed piece.
How everyone's the same, like how all the characters
talking about how American Horror Story should stop if it's not going to continue, if it's going to continue to recycle the same storyline and characters, which I thought was really interesting. I thought it had a lot of valuable points to it.
I agree.
But at the same time, like, actually, I think Carl Myers mentioned, every series follows a formula. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just how it is. Television is formulaic.
Fat guy, skinny wife.
So to fault the show for being formulaic is kind of not an original argument. But it is interesting to say that it's an anthology, and in an anthology, you expect to have really different seasons, mm-hmm. and that we are getting the same actors that are playing very similar characters from season to season.
Because how cool would it be if, like, Jessica Lange was the two-headed woman?
Or was Pepper. Like, she's always going to be the lead and the strong female.
I mean, she could be the lead, but she could have been, you know, the two-headed woman, but she's not. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she's always, like, a queen bee.
Power, like, hungry and vain. Every character mm-hmm. is exactly the same as what this article was saying. So, fans, check it out. I tweeted it earlier this evening. Read it and see what you think.
Interesting. Yep. Anything else, ladies?
No.
Okay, so I do want to give a couple quick fan shout-outs. We had a question about who Finn Wittrick played at the Normal Heart, and someone let us know.
Who?
Jordan K95, I think it was on YouTube, mm-hmm. let us know that Finn played the model that Bruce fell in love with, the one that got sick on the airplane.
Oh, yeah!
And then died in the hospital right before he got to see his mother.
Oh, my God.
And the character's name was Albert. So thank you, Jordan.
Thank
K95 you. On YouTube. You are the best.
Oh, my God.
I want to do a quick shout out, a fan shout out for someone who did a review for us on iTunes.
Oh.
It's a little bit hard for me to see here, but the last numbers are 31811. Thanks, darling. Love the way you guys break down the episode. I want to share an Easter egg I think I spotted in the opening credits.
Ooh.
Literally, toward the end of the credits, when the two babies swap heads, you can see the head of a gray alien behind the baby on the right. Further indication that next season is about aliens?
Ooh. But Ryan Murphy said no aliens.
Yeah, but he said a lot of things. Like,
he lies.
He said that it wasn't about freaks, and it ended up being about freaks.
Yeah, so thank you for your 5-star review on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And for the spot and claiming it on our iTunes page.
Yes. Hey. Some other fan shout-outs on Twitter, at Glenn Gracia.
Yeah.
I think is how you say it. At the Carl Myers, at John M110X90. Austin Dowdy.
Yeah.
Allie at Bowstring Baby.
Yay.
We love you guys. We love hearing from you. So if you guys want to hear us read your Twitter names out here on the AfterBuzz world.
So special.
It is. Look at you, girl.
We read everything.
So tweet us. Let us know your thoughts. And we will give more shout outs next week.
Yay.
So thank you guys for being so vocal with us. Let's jump into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I don't have any predictions. Big shocker, because we are off for we come back in 2 weeks because mm-hmm. we do have a break for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So there is no episode next week, people. And I feel like the promo that we got is more of a
What's to come on the rest of the season.
Agreed. Before the season break. Mm-hmm.
I agree. I don't have any predictions, mainly because I feel so overwhelmed from this episode.
I know.
And there was so much going on and so many characters that were touching each other that I can't even go forward. I just like want to soak it up.
Yeah, I need to let
this one marinate.
That's
a little
true. I agree with that. Jill?
I think that I'm going to go along with what Sarah said, and that Stanley is greedy, and I think he's going to be after more than just Mon Petite. Obviously, we know that he was paid a large sum of money for her, but the bigger the freak, the bigger the payout.
So and who do you think
is the biggest freak?
I mean, honestly, if Paul's health is not 100%, you know, who are they burying? Are they? I didn't look to see all the freaks because Mon Petite's body is nowhere to be found.
I think that was a flashback burial.
Was it a flashback?
Mm-hmm. To who?
From the cop.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
When they were pulling him out of the grave.
So they're trying to trick us now.
They're trying to trick us.
Of course they are.
Yes.
All right. Well, I don't know. If I were Stanley, I guess maybe Paul or Desiree before she gets her surgery.
She can't get it anymore.
I don't know. Really, you're right. You know, really, I just think that the way that things are going with Elsa's character, she is going to do whatever she can to get what she wants. And if it's giving Stanley a few of her people, then so be it. Nah. And so I don't think she's going to be that shocked.
Maybe he's made the wrong deal.
Well, she is.
Remember the mercy killing for the twins? I mean, he wants the twins. They're the big get for the museum.
Right. Oh, and I think
he says mercy killing. I mean,
that's true.
Right. And I think that Dandy is going to kill Ben Dot. But
oh, no, really?
We'll see. Yeah, he wants revenge.
Love it.
Or he's going to kill one of them.
He's going to kill
Dot.
He's
going
to kill everyone.
He's going to kill Dot and try to save Ben.
He's going
to
kill everybody.
Yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's so much. There's a lot to think about over this 2 weeks that we're going to be apart.
That's true.
So we'll be sure to answer everyone's questions, comments, concerns, everything.
We'll miss you guys.
Yeah,
we'll miss you guys. So in the meantime, over the break, where can everybody find you, lovely ladies?
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Oriana Leo, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Oriana Leo or Instagram at Oriana Leo. You can find me on Facebook, too. Please be my friend. I'd love to chat with you.
Be my friend. She is my friend. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff. You can find me on Facebook at Jillian Leff Official. And I also host How to Get Away with Murder. Tomorrow night is the mid-season finale.
At 8:05.
Yes. And we find out who killed Sam if you watch the show. So be sure to tune in. I'll be tweeting.
Spoiler alert. I am at Sarah on the Go, Sarah with an H on Twitter, and SarahBro67 on Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at You Can Call Me Skiff. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight and bearing with us. From everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV family, we want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And we will see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.